flight track.
Welcome to Infandelity with B and C. One day, a former jock, that's B, married a self-proclaimed nerd, that's C, and slowly she introduced him to the path of nerdom enlightenment. Here we will discuss pop culture media and fandoms that we share and some that we don't. It's all fun and games until your spouse finishes a show without you. Welcome back. We know we have been gone for a while, but we have returned. A lot has gone down since we last recorded. I don't even know what our last episode was, but we're here.
It was a Multiverse of Madness and everything everywhere all at once.
Okay, right? Cool. Yeah. I like it. Yeah, a lot has happened since, but we're going to move forward. We're going to stay current. We're not going to backtrack too much. So let's get into this movie and TV news. The Rotten Tomatoes score for Thor 4 has been released. They're at a 68%. That's the critic score.
Mm-hmm.
I feel two ways. Obviously, you know, we always talk about how you can't really base your opinions or make preconceived notions from Rotten Tomatoes.
Right. Especially the critics,
especially the critic score, yeah. Because they're not looking for the same things that usually the audience is looking for, and that I'm looking for. So that's the first things first. Second thing, I just think it's funny how they then brought in Thor Jane, and the score went low. Seems like should have just kept her where she was. Which was in the past. That's just me being shady. But we're watching the movie on Sunday, so we will see how it goes. Try to avoid spoilers. So far, so good. I think I watched the first trailer. Haven't watched anything since. I think we talked about our last podcast how we weren't going to partake in trailers much anymore. Especially when it comes to Marvel, because they just give away. It seems like they're giving away all the good stuff in desperation for you to go see the movie, even though everybody's going to go see the movie anyway.
Yeah.
So, I'm still excited for it. I'm not excited for Thor Jane at all. Nothing about this lady appeals to me at all. And I have some other issues with the character. Not the character, but just how they've positioned her in the film coming off of Ragnarok. So we'll see what happens. But other than that, I'm excited to see Chris and Tessa again in these roles.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got for that.
I gotta figure out what I'm wearing to this movie.
I don't have any Thor para, so that sucks. Out. However, I'll get some at some point.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to get into our homework segment. If you're new here, and we haven't been here in a while, so, you know, let's all refresh our memories at once. The homework segment is where we discuss weekly shows, or like when you go to counseling and they give you weekly assignments, and then you come back and you talk about what you've learned. So we're just going to quickly go through some television that we're either currently watching or completed watching, and just give our overall hot takes and reviews of what we thought about it initially. So over the break, we completed Legendary. I believe it was season 3. This season, it seemed like they put it out hella fast. Like, they kept releasing 3 episodes at once, and I think it was 12 episodes, so they just basically released it over a month.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, I think in the grand scheme is cool, but it also was hard to, you know, do like a group watch or watch it when the general public was watching, because by the time we really got to it, it was over.
It was over, yeah.
So that was an interesting release strategy from HBO. I was like, okay. And I mean, maybe they just wanted to have it out, you know, throughout Pride Month or whatever. I don't know. But this season, I would say high points were learning more about like what a Kiki house is. The guest judges were really, 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 really good this season.
Wait, pause. Before you get into that, explain to everybody what a Kiki house is for the people who may not know.
a Kiki house is just like a newer house. I guess they have like levels of housedom. And so a Kiki house is probably just like your, yeah, like your beginner
junior level.
Yes.
Okay.
Junior level ballroom dancers. And I mean, this is just my layman's, you know,
right,
definition. This is not the official definition, but this is what I gathered from the show. So they had a couple Kiki houses, I believe. And they had a lot of new houses just in general participating. So yes, back to the high points for me of the season were guest judges, costumes, judges' costumes, and new houses. Low points for me were obviously the bias. We have that every season, but it gets more and more kind of prevalent as we go on.
Yeah, write shit down.
And I understand that is probably an aspect of ballroom culture that obviously happens. Like a judge may be a member of a certain house, or a judge just, you know, shows favoritism, or just has a particular reason for why they like the house. So they tend to judge them better or higher than other houses. And they talked about it on the show too, you know, when other houses would give feedback to their feedback, they would, you know, sometimes take things personally or whatever. So the bias is, that's kind of like, are you really, is this competition really judged fairly? Be that as it may, the house that won, House of Juicy Couture, definitely should have won. They definitely put on the best show out of the season. Mm-hmm. I also feel like this season, the performances, especially when it came to the battles,
yeah,
were just not good.
Trash.
And the judges agreed, like, nobody was hyped. Nobody was really fighting for their lives. Like, what's actually going on? So those are my, that was my feedback for Legendary. I'm definitely going to watch it if it comes out again. Love, like at that, once it got to a point where we knew which house was going to win, probably about episode 10, 9 or 10, I was just watching to see what Law was going to say next, because he's hilarious. He's super entertaining. Between Law and Laomi, I'd be having a good time. And Kiki Palmer was the new judge. She took Megan Thee Stallion's spot, and she did a good job as well. She's, like, super well-spoken. You could tell that she really cares a lot about the craft, and her being a performer of all types of things, she knows what she's talking about. So she was a good addition to the show.
I don't know. I kind of miss Megan. I don't want to bring Megan back. Fuck, what was I just about to say to add on to your shit? Okay, so what I would say that was, I'll say with the bad first. I agree with your good outside of the judges. I feel like there were too many judges. I feel like every episode had a different
There was
judge.
The same amount of judges as they've always had.
But that's the thing. I don't know. I don't need a guest judge every damn time, because again, I feel like they have no clue. Like, they don't know. Like, or if you're going to give us a judge that's from ballroom, or yeah, like a OG, or like, you know,
yeah,
a past winner or something like that. Don't give us some fucking regular pop star who just excited to be on the fucking show and giving everybody 10 just because they watch the damn show as fans like we do. Like, I don't know. I feel like if you're going to give us guests that's actually a part of ballroom. I tend to have more respect for people like Laomi, because they started that shit. Like, they started a lot of the things within ballroom culture. Mm-hmm. So it's like, why wouldn't we want, you know, I feel like if anybody is going to give them an appropriate score of what they feel is deemed worthy, it's going to be
accurate.
Them. Or accurate, yeah, it's going to be them.
Yeah.
Like I said, Law is purely judging off of fashion for the most part. For the most part. But yeah, so what else did I didn't like? Yeah, the bias. I just didn't like that. Like, we already knew. I mean, we kind of can kind of tell where it was going. We can kind of tell it was going towards Juicy Couture, because at first it was like not a battle, but at first it was kind of iffy, because it was like Juicy Couture, then it was the people from
Revlon.
Paris. I was trying to think of, yeah. Yeah, so it was between them. I thought they was probably gonna pull it off too. It was different houses at first, but then it's like after a while they just took off, and then but it's just like you saw that and the judges saw that, and it was like instantly they just started saying shit like, "Oh, I don't know why we're even here. I don't even know why the other houses even bother. So it was like, well, why are we even having the rest of this competition? Mm-hmm. Like, y'all are already saying who y'all pretty much know.
Because they got paid for them 12 episodes.
Yeah, y'all already know who is going to win at this point. So I don't like that. The fact that they do that so much that, well, you know what I'm saying? It don't make it fun that much. And like you said, the battles were pretty much trash. And there was only like one good battle.
Literally out of the whole
season. And that was towards like what, the end.
So
I mean, and the good stuff or whatever, like you said, the fashion the fashion is pretty much always on point. Fashion was on point. I like the fact that they brought an audience back. I feel like, you know, that kind of, you know, added back to the flavor of the show versus it being like the whole pandemic shit where everybody was, you know, nobody was in the audience anymore.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that gave the energy to the judges too. Like, if somebody gave a judge, if somebody gave a score they didn't feel like they should have got, they would start booing, you know, law turn up or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that adds to the show. But yeah, like you said, I'll continue to watch. I'll continue to watch.
For sure. All right. Next on the list, B wants to talk about Master.
So I just watched this crazy ass movie. Literally like a couple of minutes ago. And it stars Regina Hall, and that's honestly the main reason I wanted to watch it. I'm kind of like you too when it comes to certain, like, you know, certain shit when it's about race. I already knew what it was leaning towards or whatever based off of the preview that I saw on Instagram. And it was a random, like, I was sliding through my Instagram and it was a random advertisement. Mm-hmm. So I watched it. And yeah, I mean, it honestly, the movie wasn't good, but Regina Hall's acting was really good. Like, she's a phenomenal actress. Give her all of her things, all of her flowers. She has a range, obviously, because she can make your ass laugh and cackle and kiki, and she can make your ass be scared. She can make your ass cry. So she has a wide range. That's one of the things I like about her as an actress. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the movie really wasn't good. I'm going to give you the brief synopsis. It's basically about, it's kind of focusing on Regina Hall. She's like the new master at this university. It's a white university or whatever. And the master is kind of like a head person, almost like a board member, damn near, slash advisor. And then you have this other girl named Jasmine, who's a student. She's a black girl as well. She's a new student, freshman, lived in a suburban area, like a white area, you know what I'm saying? Like, she was highly educated, whatever, but she knew all of her shit. But she was literally the only black girl there. I mean, I think it was like her and one other black girl out of the whole entire school as far as black people went. And the room that they had her in was a crazy ass room, and they did this shit intentionally, I'm sure. They didn't say they did it intentionally, but I'm sure they did. But it was ended up being coincidentally the room that the first black student ever lived in. You hear me?
Yes.
The first black student
ever lived.
They put her in that room.
In the room at the university.
Yeah. So it's just like, you already knew that was going to be some shit. And supposedly, so they didn't know the history of that, but eventually once she did some research, you could tell the history. Sit down. You could tell.
Somebody didn't want to happen in here.
You could tell the history. Once she did some research or whatever, she could tell the history that the person that lived in that room or whatever, the first black student to ever go to that university, like, hung themselves or whatever. So it was just, it had some horrific shit that went along with it or whatever. Overall, the movie just wasn't good. It was
That's what I'm like, get to the review.
Yeah, it was just a lot of random weird shit.
Worth the watch?
For Regina, yes. Mm-mm. But
I could just watch 9 Perfect Strangers.
But to me, the movie just really wasn't good. And so I watched a quick review. Somebody said they compared the cinematography to It Follows, which I kind of agree. Like, It Follows. Mm-hmm. So I kind of agree, which I did like the cinematography of that. But other than that, the acting, I don't know what's going on with the acting these days. I'm sure we're going to talk about that with a couple of other shows that we're going to talk about later on. But the acting these days is just, it's just really subpar. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if people are skipping acting school or... I have no fucking clue. I don't know. They need some more mentors, I guess. Yeah. But anyway, moving on.
Yes. So
I give it like a 6 out of 10. Score? 6 out of 10.
Okay. Damn.
Maybe 6.5.
Damn.
Yeah.
Who we been fucking up? Well, I don't know.
That was Amazon Prime.
Oh, Amazon Prime.
Okay. Yeah.
So Miss Marvel is, excuse me, Miss Marvel is still airing, but so far so good. I definitely feel like it's one of the best Disney Plus shows to come out this year. I definitely love the culture that's in it. I feel like it is really catering to that audience, and like as a person who is not a member of that culture, I feel like I'm learning a lot as well. The storyline is really fun. It's really engaging. We know what's going on. It's getting a little dark, but you know, that's what they tend to do in, you know, 4 and 5. They get a little dark. So we'll see what happens. But so far, I really, I'm really enjoying Miss Marvel and what is going on. I think I read a tweet the other day, but I really wish Disney would give these shows more than 6 episodes. Like, I feel like the 6-episode thing is not working for them, just because I feel like they have to pack so much into these 6 episodes that it becomes too much of an information download. And it's like, y'all are giving me too much information at one time.
It's not enough.
Yeah.
It's not enough. What I will say is, I definitely have to kind of give these things a rewatch ski, because a lot of these things I've, like, honestly KO'd on. How many episodes are there total?
4.
How many have we
tomorrow
watched?
Tomorrow it'll be 5.
I've probably seen 2.5.
Okay.
Total. So, and we watched all of them together, y'all. So, I don't know. It's kind of boring for me. But again, just from what
they have to build up.
Yeah, and that's the thing for me, y'all. The build up too slow. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even with WandaVision, how many episodes we got with WandaVision? 6 or 8?
Damn, I don't know.
I think we got eight with WandaVision.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, even with WandaVision, it was just like, okay, you know, the first episode, nobody really knew what the fuck was going on. Second episode, you start to kind of see. So it's just like, all right. But it's just like, you know, I'm tired of that slow build shit. Especially when there's like new characters. Like, we don't need no slow build shit with no new characters or people that we aren't used to seeing. Hit us in the face with some dope ass scene or whatever, like a some fire shit that we see their powers or whatever. Then hit us with a backstory type shit if you want to. That way we know, we see their power up front of what they can do. It's like, oh shit, how did they get to that point?
She don't even know what she can do.
Exactly. And like, we on what episode? You said 4, 5? Yes. About to be on 5?
Yeah.
See? And we got one more episode after that. It's like, girl, Disney, Marvel, what are y'all doing? What's the Moon Knight? This shit, like, what's the hold up? You can do that with Loki because we know that nigga.
Yeah, it's like a long trailer for a movie. Now, Moon Knight, I don't know, but you know, Miss Marvel is coming out with the Marvels, and that's gonna be her movie with Monica Rambeau and Captain Marvel. So,
which Monica Rambeau are we getting? We getting the one that we had,
in WandaVision.
Thank God. Oh, because the other lady was her mama. I'm tripping.
That was Maria.
I'm tripping. Okay, yeah. I'm tripping.
Yeah.
What was just talking about?
So, Miss Marvel, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely tune in. Yeah. There was some tweet that came out a while ago talking about how viewership of Miss Marvel is down.
It's like one of the lowest, I think.
Yeah,
it said.
They said it's the lowest, but then it said, oh, viewership is high among people of color.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, duh. Of course, we talk about this all the time on this show. I mean, it's literally like banging a dead horse. White people only want to watch shit that they feel like they can see themselves in.
They're the leading roles.
But we don't have to. You said what?
Or with them in the leading roles.
Right, or them in the leading roles. Yeah. We do not have to have stories with them in it. It's in order for it to be considered a success. Obviously, there's more white people in the country, so by them not watching it, it may, you know, have lower numbers than other shows, but that doesn't mean that the show isn't good or performing well. Right. So, you know, fuck them. Like, let's not... this is not for them. I mean, they should want to watch it, but... it's hard for some odd reason for white people to want to engage with things where they aren't the center and the focus.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Right. Okay, P-Valley. P-Valley.
Down in the valley where the girls get naked.
I think P-Valley is in the middle of its season right now. They're on episode 6 or so. I don't remember. 5 was the last episode, but yeah. I'm coming up.
Yes, yes.
I don't remember how many episodes was last season. Maybe 10.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. I'll say start with positives. I like to start with positives.
I love start with negatives.
That shows our personality differences. The positives is, like, the stunts and the dancing this season, they have really, like, they took all that COVID time.
Yeah.
And got to fucking training. Yeah. Because those stunts, and I don't know, I know that Shannon and Brandy, that's Keyshawn and Mercedes, respectively. Mm-hmm. You know, do a lot of dancing and take a lot of classes. I don't know if, you know, I don't think that they're doing all the stunts, but they very well may be, but I don't know if they are, because, like, that's a huge risk, feel like.
Yeah.
However, just between them, their stunt doubles, and all the other dancers on the show, like, y'all are fucking killing it. Honestly, I'm just like, I just want to watch the stripper Cirque du Soleil. Like,
yeah, the pole would have been crazy this season.
all the other mess and drama in the background, I could go without. But the dancing has been great. What else can I say positive? That's all I can say right now, mainly because there's a couple of things, there's a lot of things that we have talked about before, and it's like, it's hard because I understand that this show wants to be realistic, like, it has a high level of realism, and it wants to take place, what do you want to say?
Go ahead. I'm gonna let you finish.
And it wants to take place, too. Well, write it down so you don't forget. It wants to take place during current times and, you know, reflect upon that. But again, like we said before, or me personally, I'm not even going to speak for B, but I know it rang true for him too. I just like to watch things to escape.
Mm-hmm.
And we got COVID. COVID is a huge, huge factor this season. Like, it's huge. It's not just something where people are like I've seen it in other shows where they just, you know, they're like, oh, we have to wear a mask, but that's over with. Like, they'll talk about it, that it happened. Oh, I was in my house for a month, or, you know, they'll reference it, but it won't be the plot of the storyline.
Yeah.
And COVID is a huge underlying plot for this storyline. And of course, it being a black show, you know, this past episode, it was during the riots. So there was like a curfew. So everybody was locked down for the curfew. So that was like a thing. If I have to have anxiety while watching a show, it's like, it doesn't become fun anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then this last episode with Keyshawn, we're just going to talk about that specifically. I mean, the whole season, there's a whole bunch of things. I don't know. I don't want to just shit on the show because I
you said quickly.
Like it for what it is. I'm going to just say one, I've seen this on Twitter, the discourse about the villain just not being a good villain. Haley, Autumn.
Who was the villain?
Autumn, whatever. The light-skinned girl.
I don't consider her a villain. Right. It's the white man.
And they're like, because she's trying to sell the pink. So she's the black villain of the show.
Okay.
And then they got the mayor Brace with the mixed dude and his brothers. And, like, I don't know what's going on in the lawyer. You got the,
It's too many bad people.
Like, what's happening here?
But clearly everybody wants the paint. Everybody wants that shit, clearly, because that's the land. And that's right. Everybody want that shit, obviously. So there's a lot of bad motherfuckers in there. That's anybody that's not a part of the pink for real is antagonist to us.
Right.
And since what's her name, Autumn, is trying to sell the shit, now she has become an antagonist.
Right. I will say too, something interesting that I like this season. I do like Mercedes' storyline this season. I feel like it's interesting. Like, still her dealing with her, like, mom kind of looming in the background, and then her situation with her daughter, and then this kind of, like, escort situation that she's in. That's interesting to me. But yes, this last episode was basically Keyshawn's Cinderella story, and it was... It wasn't a bad episode, but it was just traumatic. It was very traumatic. And I think in the moment or afterwards, I realized, like, when we were watching Euphoria and Rue's intervention and how you felt about how when Rue was, like, going off on her mom, and you was like, I just can't watch this. Mm-hmm. That's how I felt yesterday. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just way too... Basically, every bad thing that could happen to Keyshawn happened. Mm-hmm. And it all happened in that episode. And, like, we knew her husband was abusive, or her baby daddy was abusive, like... We knew, I mean, we didn't know about her family. We just found out about that. But we knew she was, like, in a fucked up situation with her baby daddy, basically. She kind of felt trapped in a way because she was kind of scared for her life. And you understand more, not only that, like, I was telling my dad, with the when it came to him abusing the children, and I was like, okay... me and B expected, like, the cops to be outside, because normally if a doctor suspects, I mean, we've heard it in the news, mm-hmm. people suspect children being abused, the doctors or nurses or whatever, they immediately try to keep the kids, yep. and take the kids away from you. So for the fact that she was able to come home with the baby.
With the baby still. I thought police was going to be outside. I thought it was going to be ready.
Right, it led me to believe that since it was a white doctor, they live in a small town, and I think his name is Derek, I don't know, came from an uppity family, perhaps. You know what I'm saying? I feel like maybe the doctor kind of wrote it off a little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the whole thing was just draining. I will say shout out to Woody for doing what needs to be done. I'm going to let other people, I'm going to read... like synopsis or other people tell me what's happening in P-Valley before I continue, because I realize for me, I have a threshold of like violence against women, especially black women, that I just cannot take. And that one was at my level. Mm-hmm. Cause it was coming from all around. I mean, it was coming from the family. It was literally like Keyshawn could not catch a fucking break. It was coming from her family, from her baby daddy, from the nigga she worked for or with, it was just coming from every goddamn where. And I was like, please give my sister a break. Mm-hmm. So until she get her revenge, honestly, it needs to be revenge. Like, I want Derek dead in the ground. Like, I don't care. Get him. He needs to die. I don't want to see it again. I don't know if I can watch it anymore.
Like, I'm just confused, because it's like, and this is not like taking nothing away from the situation, because like I said, I want Derek dead too. But I still get pissed off at her still, when she still pulled a gun on motherfucking Diamond last season. Diamond started to get the upper hand on that nigga. And then she pulled a gun on Diamond talking about stop, you're going to kill him, stop.
Well, because I think from, like I said, from what we learned from this episode in particular, he comes from a very wealthy, uppity, well-to-do family. So she knew that if Diamond killed her baby daddy, Diamond would be going to jail for it. So she really did that to protect Diamond, even though it was fucked up. And of course, you know, her baby daddy deserved the ass whooping. She ultimately did it to protect Diamond.
You gotta do what you gotta do, baby girl.
I mean, you, like I said, the level of abuse is just so deep that that's literally how people think in those situations. And it's fucked up and it doesn't make sense, but it won't make sense if you're not in the situation. Mm-hmm. But that's my read on it anyways. So yeah, that's just what I thought. That's what I've been thinking about P-Valley this season. What about you?
I will start with the negatives. The acting. And It's never really all the way been there. And I think we can attribute that to just the overforced accents and shit. Like, I think that's kind of why I write it off. Because I feel like they're trying to force that southern, thick southern country accent so much that it takes away from their actual acting abilities. So it's just like, that is what's the irritation for me. But again, because it's P-Valley, I kind of write it off. I feel like if it was any other bigger show or, I don't know, something that was on HBO Max or HBO Go, whatever the fuck, whichever one HBO is. It is
HBO
now.
Max.
Yeah, if it was something like on that level or whatever, you know, I would write it off. But because it's on, what is this?
Stars.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, it's more of a newly nigger production. I'm going to let it slide.
And I hate that, but yes, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm gonna let it slide. What else don't I like? Give me the characters. Give me the character rundown. Mississippi. Yeah, it's just that situation. I don't like that situation either. I didn't care much for the episode. Yeah, like you said, I don't want to see that shit neither. That shit is uncomfortable to watch, and nobody wants to be in that situation or see somebody in that situation, or especially a loved one or anybody in that situation. So it's just like, yeah, no.
Yeah, I feel like even though I understood the creativity, I understood where they were coming from, I understand what they wanted, I feel like there could have been a different way.
Well, like I said, I just knew that, like, all right, once they saw that shit and she came back, it was like her demeanor when she walked in, like, she seemed more confident.
Right.
So I was like, okay, police out the door. So if that motherfucker do, so I'm like, why would she come in with some animosity when she know this nigga crazy? Like, I'm like, oh, she.
So I read a tweet and they basically said that she did that so that he would take it out on her instead of the child.
But then nothing was going on at the time. The child, he was finna go off for an interview. It wasn't like the child had just done something. She had just came back in the house and she kind of brought that to him. She said, you ain't even asked about about what happened, what the doctor said. He said, oh, what did the doctor say? I can see if, like, yeah, the baby did something, but at that point, she was back at the house. Nothing happened, so I'm expecting, like I said, police to be out the door. But so once he started, like, you know, going for her and hit her or some shit, I just knew police was finna kick the door down, freeze! Right. Or something finna happen, but nothing happened. So sis still getting choked out, iron almost to the face. I'm like, yo, alright, bro, like, what is it gonna take now for this shit to be over with? Like, at what level? What else don't I like? That's kind of really it that I don't really like, I think. That's at the top of my head. That's the only thing I don't really like at the top of my head. Things that I like good. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, and the COVID thing. I didn't care much for the COVID thing neither. And like I said, like, me and you are both kind of like that too. We kind of like to escape something when we watching it. Mm-hmm. But in that moment when you were describing that, it triggered to me. I'm like, damn. I mean, it is real life, though, because there are real strip clubs, obviously. So, it's like, what would they have gone through in this time or, you know, during mm-hmm. COVID? So, it kind of gave you a perspective of what they would have done or what they could have done, different things. Because, like, the opening intro was fire. That opening, like, little drive-through that shit was fire. Very creative. I would have did that shit. That shit was very fire. Like, dope-ass idea. It was almost like a little, I don't know. It was like a little dry, like a. It was more than a car wash. It felt like a tent, like a. You know, like them. You. I hate this. I hate to really. I hate to compare it to this, but it's the only thing that seems like big. You know, like, you remember like them little animal farm shits where you ride through and you got the food you riding through in your car and you riding through whatever and they feeding you feeding the animals to people? Feeding animals. You feeding the food to the animals and shit? That's how it felt.
Like a safari.
Yeah, it felt like that. But but in a tent. But like, yeah. I don't know. It just felt real because they was driving up to another stripper. Boom, boom. They was doing their shit. Drive up. You had a stripper up there at the top doing some pole shit. Yeah. They drive some more. Some other strippers doing. It would just seem like a whole dope ass experience.
Yeah.
So that seemed cool. So it gave you ideas of, this is, you know, shit. Some of the strippers probably, you know, strip clubs could have did this shit. or, you know, whatever. And then, of course, when it opened back up, it shows you, you know, maybe their mindset of what they could have been thinking when they were opening back up and how they, you know, get people attracted in. Because, of course, everybody want to go back to strip club, but I think that's the thing with niggas, too. Niggas who go to strip clubs then don't care about COVID. Let's keep it a buck. Right. Niggas who was always, who like, patrons of strip clubs, them niggas didn't give a fuck about COVID, so they were still going to go regardless during the pandemic, after, whatever. They, without a mask. They ain't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. But it's cool to see how they did that. So that's kind of a good thing that I like. And a bad in the same. What else did I like good? Shit. I don't like how long they going with this whole, they dragging out this whole Clifford Berta shit. Like, let's just let them get back together. Why are we dragging it out?
Well, I guess he on the road, though, so.
Huh?
Lil Murder is on the road, and Cliff is in Mississippi, so they can't really be together like that.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, and Mercedes, yeah, her Mercedes shit is her situation is pretty interesting. With more so with the coach and the wife, mainly because, I don't know, the coach shit was like, all right, you know what I'm saying, she doing what she got to do. But then when she said for the wife to be there, I said, okay, that's random. But then when I saw the wife, I don't know, I just kind of picked up on the energy. I'm like, oh, she going to end up rocking with her for some reason. And then as soon as she gave her the, soon as he told her, he was just so confident. First of all, that shit would have been awkward for me. But it's just like, he was just so confident. Yo, show her the trick. Show her the thing. And then so she went up there and did it. I was like, oh, yeah, she going to fall for her. And sure enough, sis fell. You're not even listening to me.
I'm trying to find that tweet that was talking about why Keyshawn acted the way she did.
But yeah, ain't nothing much else because we got to move quickly on to this next topic. But yeah, I'll continue to watch P-Valley. I'll report to you and let you know what's going on.
Let me know if it's safe for me to watch or not. I was like, oh, this is what they was talking about in Euphoria when they was like, we know y'all want to support, but if you can't watch this, now I get it. All right. So we're going to take a break really quick and then go to tea for the week. Rooney just launched our latest resort wear collection. Make sure you check it out. We have a new one piece, a high waist bikini bottom and top, and some cover-up sets, some interchangeable pieces, so you can create different looks with only a few pieces, saving time and money and effort when you're on vacation. So go check out our latest drop at RooneyBoutique.com. That's RUNIBoutique.com. All right, now it's time for tea of the week. Let's discuss Jurassic Dominion.
Jurassic World Dominion. Yeah. what? Yeah. I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. We watched it a couple of weeks ago, so I kind of forgot some of the movie. But for what I pretty much gathered from it,
it was a nostalgia.
That's all. Fest. Yes.
Literally a festival of nostalgia.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my thing. I forgot my new name. I have a new moniker, but I forgot it. I wrote it down somewhere. I gotta find it. There's something with nostalgia in it.
Back to the Future Brent.
I think it's like Nostalgia King or something like that.
I like Back to the Future Brent more.
Back to the Future Brent.
Yeah. Okay. Back to the Future B.
But yeah, that's pretty much what it was. That's kind of what the advertising was. That's what the whole thing was. They brought the whole game back together. So that was like the original game, like the OGs with the new school.
I didn't like how when we was in a theater and people was popping up, our theater was quiet as hell. I said, y'all not really fans.
I was kind of thankful. I'm glad that I can be the nigga in a theater. I don't like when other people are the niggas in a theater. Like, I want to be the nigga. I don't want people to be the niggas. Okay. But because I can control my nigga. I know I know how far to let it go. But some people don't have white people are niggas too. Like, some people don't have, like, a cap and don't have, like, no other consideration for other people. So, yeah. with us. But it's like you can cheer on like the good moments and shit, like the nostalgia. You know what I'm saying? Like they did that shit.
Right, Dr.
You can tell. You can tell how they like filmed that shit. They filmed it intentionally for claps. Mm-hmm. It was like a drop, and that nigga was there. It's like. Like, they expecting claps, nobody clapping. It's like the nigga literally dropped on the motherfucking screen. Like, everybody. Even with Malcolm, Dr. Malcolm. Yeah. I think, like, after his whole, you know, I think he was teaching a class or something like that, and he turned around or something. I think his back was to the class. He was facing the chalkboard, and at one point, he just turned around. It was like a pause. And it's like crickets. Nobody clapped. And me and her just, no, like, nothing.
Looking
but,
around.
Yeah, we was in Gwinnett. We was in Gwinnett, y'all. So we was at the Bougie. We was on the Bougie side, and it was like the second week, I think, too. So we didn't watch the opening week.
Yeah. I mean, it was a cool story, but I'm the total opposite of Brent, where I'm just like, I am so over this whole reboot culture. I need it to stop. Need it to end. Like y'all literally, which I kind of understand.
But if it's really a reboot.
It's not a reboot, but it's like y'all just rehashing and dragging up people. Let's just not do that. But I understand partially because I feel like the film industry is trying to recover, so they just need to sell. Just all on the mic.
Sorry.
I feel like they're.
What does Shrek say? Better out than in. They always say.
Please. Yeah, they're trying to make their money back. So they're doing everything they can. They need surefire ways and surefire investments to make their money back from the COVID
years. Absolutely.
So I understand that and, you know, kind of taking less risk, but I am over it.
Take my money. Take all my coins. I liked all the little callbacks. I love the fucking... First of all, Dachshund. I did not expect to see that motherfucker in this movie. And for anybody who really know the fucking first movie, you know who the fuck that nigga is. But it's like, I did not expect to see him in this movie. And then not only that, but it's like, even the fucking little shaving cream can popped up in this movie. Uh-huh. It's like, bro, how the fuck did y'all find this shit after Buddy got fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, he got sprayed with the shit in the middle of the fucking Jurassic Park. And then as soon as he got sprayed with the shit got buried under a whole bunch of fuck ton of mud. How the fuck did y'all find all this shit?
Right.
And be able to build y'all's own shit right. Based off of, you know, what the DNA and shit that he found in that shit. So I don't know. That was, of course, was a reach. But again, we were just working with what we got. Working with what was being given. Mm-hmm. I also, again, going off of nostalgia, I like the fact that Dachshund died the way that, I can't think of his name. What's his name? The fat dude.
I
don't
say Phil, but...
It was not Phil. But anyway, the fat dude in the first movie. I like the fact that they died the same way.
Yeah.
I also like when Malcolm... I don't know. It's like little callbacks, bro, from the first movie. And it's just like, you know, I think he saw a T-Rex or something like that. And this time, Malcolm was like, he knew what to do. Because in the first movie, he was the one who he had the flare-up, but he was moving at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why that shit followed him, knocked his ass into the bathroom, shit, and fucked his ass up. But this time, he knew what to do. So it was like a callback to that moment. Mm-hmm. So I like the little callbacks and shit. When they also talked about the little fences and I forget how he said it, but you don't know how strong these beams can be or something like that. And he's like, oh, yeah. So, I don't know. It was like a little callback to that little shit.
With the electric fence.
Yeah. I just like the little callbacks and shit like that. I like shit like that. Yeah. I know you don't, but I like shit like that.
That's fine.
But, yeah, I was expecting this to be the last movie, but it seemed like it's going to be another one. It looked like it, how the ending was. The ending make it seem like it's going to be another movie.
Okay.
But...
I mean, of course, they're gonna sell what they can sell. Universal Studios got rides to fill up.
Yeah.
They're gonna sell what they gotta do.
Yep. They got two rides at a whole island inside the park. So
yep.
But yeah, you know, it was a good little moment, you know. It was cool. We ain't say nothing about Pratt and other people. Oh, the acting in that movie was not good either. Like the OGs did their thing, and even some of their lines was stretchy and cringy.
Oh, they brought Mylene back.
Mylene, but he was in that bitch for all of 5 minutes.
Yes, Justice. We gotta stop calling him Mylene.
That's Mylene, bro. Another thing, that's not even his name on the show.
No, it's not. I don't even remember what his name is on that show. The Get Down. That was a
good show. Niggas,
Netflix
bro.
Netflix really fucked up. Netflix fuck up a lot of shit, but they really fucked up not having a season two of
The But then they say, I think they said something with the... No, I'm sorry. That was with, what's called? You right. That was with, what's the show on HBO that we loved?
Lovecraft Country.
They said they didn't want to keep it going. It was always supposed to be just one season. I said, bro, y'all tripping, bro. Y'all, that shit could have been big. Y'all really could have had a branch off, and Hippolyta could have had her own shit. And
I think they did say that about The Get Down. What? I don't know if they said that. No, because the showrunner of Lovecraft Country wanted a second season. She had started working on it. She even posted, like, kind of their like,
ideas and sketches and shit.
Yeah, like the
so what happened? Session. HBO canceled that shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
HBO didn't want to buy it. Niggas was getting too much knowledge.
Okay, well.
All right, so let's get into the big guns, the big boss, the big girl, the money maker of Netflix as we trash.
No, it really is.
No. Netflix literally gave... This is why Netflix is so high it is. I can't even get it out. This is why Netflix is in the financial situation that they're in, because they gave every last penny, coin, and dollar to this show.
Mm-hmm. You can tell.
And it shows.
Yeah, you can tell.
And if you watch anything on Netflix that has come out in this time, you can tell that all of the energy went to Stranger Things.
Because
everything else that Netflix has released has been shitty. So yeah, let's talk about Stranger Things Chapter 4. I don't know where to start. I mean, we have an outline, so I guess we can start there.
We ain't gotta give an episode by episode.
We're not even gonna go talk about the past, because I didn't rewatch anything. So we're just gonna get right into it. If you saw it, you saw it. If you didn't see it, don't, you know, listen to the rest of this podcast. Questions that need answers. These are my questions that need answers coming off of the end of the season.
Let's see if I can answer them. Eyes closed. Hit me.
These are not questions that you... These are literally rhetorical questions or questions that they need to answer.
I know. I just want
to... Okay. Is Vecna the mind flayer, or is it the other way around?
What the fuck is a mind flayer?
You already lost.
Give me what a mind flayer is and I might be able to give it.
Big-ass spider.
Oh, I know. That's what it was
called. That's the mind flayer.
Oh, yes. That's what he... He created that motherfucker. Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, I feel like he did. I feel like he created everything. He's been the...
Because it was the dust. And he... So it seemed... From what I gather, it seems like he manipulated the dust to become the mind flayer. To, like, spread out his power, right?
Exactly. So I feel like he created all of that shit.
Or did the dust manipulate him? And make him feel like he had all this power when it's really the dust. Because the dust went inside all the little Demogorgons in Russia and powered them up too.
Maybe he sent them to do that. Maybe he sent the dust to do that. He's powerful as fuck. He's number one.
Right. Okay.
He's the ace.
That's just my question. I still have one more podcast to listen to. There needs to be more Stranger Things podcasts.
Well, here's one, damn it.
Right. Last of one more podcast to listen to see what they say.
I think it's him. I think he did. I think he created all that shit.
I mean, that would be cool. Also feel like this is probably another question that can be answered. Is Vecna L's bio dad?
No.
Why you don't feel like
that? That sounds like nonsense. That came off of Reddit.
No, it didn't. So, if he was paying attention... In them explain-ass episodes, the information download episode, I think it was 7.
Y'all listen to all that.
No, not 7. Not 7. 6. 6 or 7. Whatever. Papa was talking about whatever episode that was about Vecna. Papa was talking about how he basically manipulated his DNA to create all the other numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So technically, I mean, I'll have to watch the episode again to confirm or deny that. So technically... L has some of Vecna's DNA.
Mm-hmm.
So, technically, he's...
Could be a brother or something. He didn't look that old for him to be...
I mean, he didn't have to, like... They didn't have to have sex in order to have the L. He just used his DNA to implant her mom.
I don't know. It seemed like a reach, but I mean, we'll, you know, whatever.
I don't know if that's something that they explain. I don't know if they're going to explain it, but I just thought that would be interesting, an interesting aspect to their already kind of intertwined relationship. I mean, we know they're one of the same for the most part, that their power levels kind of equal. 11 might be a little bit more stronger, clearly, because at the end, she was bringing people back to life. So... that's another question. And like, can we just get a final? Like, I'm irritated that we're going into the final season and like Elle is discovering powers, new powers. Like, we should know what all of what this girl can do at this point. Like, when we watching other superhero shows and
they, well, maybe she got that one. She got the read. You know, she when she read up. When she got read up. Yeah, regenerated.
We watch other superhero show. We know that Superman, they always compare her to Superman. Mike compares her to Superman. We know Superman can, what he got, invisible, can see through walls as long as it's not lead, laser vision, cold breath, can fly, and super strength. Like, we know what he got. And Kryptonite will take him out. We know what he got. Elle discovering new shit every goddamn day.
Babe, she only... I know we still, we've been with her for a long time, but realistically, she only, what, a freshman in high school. She's still young. She's still a kid. Y'all want all this? Look, these kids got so much on their back.
Let's make episode one. It's just like, they could do this. Episode one of season five is Elle just like doing tests, figuring out all her powers and what she can do. So we know what she got up against Vecna.
See, I don't think she's stronger than him. I think she is, but I don't think she knows.
She sent him to the upside down. But again, he grew his powers in the upside down.
Right. And I think also, I think anger obviously fuels her even more.
And well, he said anger fuels him, and she decided, of course, like all superheroes shit, to focus on the love. So it's the love of her friends, and which makes her angry because he's coming for them, but it's ultimately the love and not the hate that he focuses on and channels his energy into.
What was I saying originally?
That he feels like she, anger helps her powers.
Before that.
We were just talking about Elle and her powers.
What?
Do you have any notes?
No, you wrote everything down. You got everything line by line. Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember what I was about to say, but whatever it is about her, No, I was saying I feel like the strength wise, like who is stronger than who? I don't know. I feel like he's naturally just strong though. And it takes all of that for her to get to that point. Like she was like defeated, like pinned up against the wall. Like she had him. Like as soon as he was getting ready to take Max or whatever, she pulled him by his scalp and then had his ass there for a minute. So all right, boom. But then like once he got out of that and once he was like, all right, she wasn't doing shit. Nothing that she was doing was affecting him, and he had her ass against the wall with webbed up, whatever the fuck them tentacled up against the wall and shit. She couldn't do nothing until Mike gave his goddamn motivational ass long ass.
Oh my god, that was so good.
That shit, bro. That's even another though, like, thing I don't fucking though, like, bro. Even though I Mike hate it.
Is annoying as hell this season. I that little him. Speech was real good.
I hate him, bro. I hate all them speeches, bro. All them speeches can kiss my ass. I hate them. They so fucking long and irrelevant and long. That's why the fucking episode is 2 hours and 30 minutes. We got a fucking 20 minute dissertation of you telling her, trying to power her up through conversation. It's long as hell and honestly unneeded. Let's time some of that back. Like, make it a minute long power up. You know what I mean? But you got to talk for... you got to go back to when y'all first met and had got to tell this whole... it's too much. It's too much. It's too much. It's way too many conversations like that where it just be these long-ass dissertations. I don't need them. I get how they can be cute and all that shit. Make them shorter. That's all I'm asking. Make them shorter. It's, the shit is too long.
For me, I feel like time was wasted in just reaction time.
All of that too.
Like, when they got to Vecna, when they got to his body, that shit was so fucking slow. Uh-huh. Like, y'all should have been throwing them cocktails. Y'all should have been busting off shots. Uh-huh. Like, let's move it along.
All
let's
of that.
Let's move it the fuck along.
Anything that's waste of time, I hate. And all that is waste of time. That shit is just, ooh, it's taking too long. You
about a big waste of time this season? Well, two big wastes of time this season.
I know one you about to say, but I'm going to
count. Russia. Oh, up yeah. Until they got to the Demogorgons. But that whole Hopper in the jail and all that stuff.
Getting them out. The flight to get over there. The double crossing. I ain't give a fuck about none of that shit.
The whole crew. The whole California crew. Mid.
California crew.
Mike, Will. After El Mick got trash. Snatched, the road trip.
Trash.
Susie, Jonathan, garbage.
Susie, Jonathan.
Susie is Dustin's girlfriend who they went to go see in Utah to get the coordinates to go to Nina.
Oh,
Nina
yeah.
Nina was where Elle was. Child, it was a lot of unnecessary.
Yeah, I ain't need all of that. Where's 11? Where's my girl? Like, that's all I give a fuck about. 11, us getting Hopper out or whatever the fuck. But like I said, it shouldn't have been that whole Russia shit was just too long. It was way too long and just too
and too it overdone. Kept, here's the critique. It took momentum away from all of the other cool shit or more engaging storylines that was going on. Every time we had to stop and start.
Like, yeah.
I would have rather them spent one whole episode in Russia and got through that whole storyline.
Yeah.
And then bring it back to what the hell else we got going on.
Because you'll watch something.
Give California Crew one episode, which I think they kind of did when the episodes that I was falling asleep on, 5 and 6. Those was kind of the episodes where it was the focus, but like.
They'll give you something really good or whatever, and then just cut to some shit you don't give a fuck about. It's like, why are we here?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? Like I said, yeah, the Russian shit didn't really get didn't get good till the Demogorgon shit at the end.
Yeah.
By episode, I guess, what,
it was 7?
Yeah.
So, speaking of episodes, what were your favorite episodes?
Shit, I can't remember numbers like that.
Moments. What were your favorite moments this season?
I like 11. Of course, I like the reveal of who Vecna was. Mm-hmm. That was, of course, like the big plot twist and all that shit. I like that. I like once 11 got her powers and shit, brought powers back or whatever, we start to see her, regenerating stuff. She took the helicopter down, mm-hmm. The gang, California gang swooped in or whatever and scooped her. What else did I like? I'm trying to play back. There's so much that happened. I don't know. Go ahead. You go.
So my favorite episodes were 4, Dear Billy, of course, running up that hill. Everybody are running up a hill. I don't know what the song's called.
Yeah.
Running up that hill, I think it's called.
Of course.
That was just super dope. That episode was like, it was really fucking scary, if I remember correctly. It was super scary.
Was.
And just the tension was like a lot. So definitely episode 4, episode 7, of course, the Vecna reveal, just how that entire thing unfolded was really, really excellent and well done. I would say I knew who Vecna was cause I didn't, but it also wasn't like a shock. It was just the way that they rolled out the entire storyline of how he came to be was just like really, really good. So what did I say? 4, 7.
Can I cut you off?
Yeah.
Okay, real quick. Of course, 9 and 10. But I'm gonna
tell
you.
It was 8 and 9. It was only 9 episodes.
Okay, 8 and 9.
Yeah.
Definitely 9. Let me tell you what I really love. This might be my favorite scene in any show.
Mm-hmm.
That's a stretch. But this is a really good scene. When Eddie was on that fucking house.
I was gonna say Eddie playing that guitar.
Nigga.
Yeah, that was so lit.
That was dope as fuck. It looked like everything started to happen at the same time. Them big ass bats flying in. I don't know. Everything was just dope. And I just loved Eddie's and Dustin's like
relationship.
Their relationship at the time. Like it was just so Yeah, I love that fucking scene. No, that was super dope. Yeah, hella fucking dope. And then it's like they were acting to it after the fact. Like once they got into the house and they was like, I forgot what Dusty said to him. But I forgot, he mentions how good he played the guitar or whatever.
He's like, you shredded it.
Yeah, yeah. That was cool. Okay, now you go.
Yeah, I think those are my, 4, 7, 8, and 9 for sure. 9 was a super good finale.
We probably liked the same episode.
Honestly. Yeah, it took a long time, but it was good. I'm trying to figure out what my favorite scene was. I mean, definitely Eddie on the guitar, but I feel like there was another scene where I was just like gagged. But
I'm gonna tell you where I gagged.
What?
Nigga.
Oh, Lou Max. We was gonna talk about that. Well, Max died.
I was about to say, I was just about to talk about, nigga, when Max went snap, crack, and pop, mm-hmm. pop locked and dropped mm-hmm. it. When I saw her leg crack, nigga, my mouth hit the floor. Mm-hmm. I was like, nigga, no. Yeah. I did not expect Max, bro. I said, nah, bro. Yeah. She been dodging this fade this whole time. And she finally got her ass broke. The other nigga done broke the motherfucking headphones. The white boy, the basketball player. So I'm like, shit. So yeah, I did not expect that. And once her legs went cracking, I said, well, damn, that's it.
Yeah.
And then I definitely knew, like, okay, all right, when she got down, once L did her shit, once she fell down, I'm like, all right, they'll put her back together. Like, they should have, you know, they'll, her leg broke. They'll just, on her arm, they'll just, you know.
Snap it back, but,
you know, probably put that shit in the cast or whatever, and she'll heal, be in a wheelchair for a while, she'll be good. But then when the girl said she can't see, I said, no, my sister's finna be blind. Like, I thought she was finna be blind. Like, I thought that was finna just be her character now for the rest. You know, for next season two, it's just, she gonna be blind.
I think so.
But then when sis died, I said, nah, bro, nah, don't do us like that. And then, like you said, Elle brought her back to life with her magical ass. And then now sis, you know, she's still in a coma or some shit, right? And now and of course Elle can't find her. Mm-hmm. Don't know where she at. Can't find her in her subconscious, I think. Right. She was looking for her. Can't find her.
Right.
So that's eerie. Right. I thought someone was gonna snatch her ass when she was in that bitch. But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, the Lucas and Maxine definitely hurt my heart a lot. And I mean, there was a lot of good scenes in the finale. Just like, it was just a lot of dope shit.
Yeah. It was a really good. I mean, it held 2 hours and 30 minutes. Oh, Hopper and Elle getting back together.
Yeah, super sweet.
That's when I got a little teary. Because he was like, shit, I got a haircut just like you. And he was like, how'd it look? She was like, bitching. I said, oh.
Oh my gosh, yes, I cried. We can talk about the moments I cried. I cried when Mike and Will was in the car. Let's just talk about ships, because most of my crying moments had to do with the ships. Mm-hmm. Not most of them, but a lot of them. Okay, so the only ship I care about on the show is Lou Max. That's Lucas and Max. I just feel like they're just so...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just feel like they have the best chemistry mm-hmm. and believability. It's not forced. It's easygoing. They've kind of been through some shit, you know, but he stuck beside her mm-hmm. While she, you know, like...
Excuse me.
I feel like I have a huge... a lot of empathy for Max's character because she has been through so much outside of her shitty ass brother, but like, you could tell she's kind of the character for like mental health on the show.
For sure.
So I just have a lot of sympathy for like what she was going through and like in the, you know, she talked a lot about like, you know, wanting to die or wanting it to be her and, you know, just all of that shit that she was feeling, especially at such a young age. And then when she almost did die or when she was dying, she was like, I don't want to die. Like, I don't know. It was just a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then Lucas, like I said, Lucas stuck beside her through that. And that showed, you know, the type of person that he is. So, mm-hmm. I really fuck with them as a ship. Mike and Eleven as a ship, they're okay. Maybe because they just didn't get that many moments this season. But I did cry when Mike was telling her about, you know, he really did love her. He loved her from when he saw her in the woods. And just, it was just a very emotional, you know, it was a sweet moment. Mm-hmm. So I would give them that. However,
they're not really around each other, so we don't really...
Right, I also say they're just not really that much around each other this season, so maybe we just are not just feeling it from them because they're just not around each other that much.
Yeah.
And then, Byler. I think this Ooh. is... I explained it in the notes. Byler. I don't know if this is Nancy and Jonathan or Mike and Will. I think it's both. I don't know. I just want better for my child. I just want better for my son, Will. Will has almost always been my son, Will and Lucas. But Will, for real, because they be putting my nigga through it. And I just want good for him. And it's not going to happen because he's not. He's basically Vecna's human body. So it's just not going to go good for him in season 5. And it sucks because obviously, you know, Mike is not seeing him for what he is or what he's trying to express. Go ahead.
What? Mike is not interested in Will.
No,
Mike.
I'm not, and I don't expect Will to be, but he's still not really, like, he's just so enthralled with Elle that he's not really, like, he's not really, you know, he's not acknowledging Will's feelings or acknowledging that Will has those feelings, and he can acknowledge them without, you know, saying, oh, I feel the same. He could just say, hey, I don't feel like that. Like, you know, we have another type of friendship, and I understand, but...
Child, is it not obvious? The boy Mike is doing everything. They're driving far as the Fucksville to try to find this girl.
I'm talking about to Will. He is not responsive to Will, like, no, realizing, even though he's the one who said you don't even like girls, and even though he said it in like a you not where we at kind of, instead of not a you gay, it still is like, you know your friend. And this season he's just like, let his friend blow in the wind instead of being a good friend.
What are you supposed to say?
I just told you I just said what he should say.
But why does he have to say that?
To just show that he cares about his friend.
Why Will shooting his shot when he's clearly seeing L and he's trying to go at L?
He's
not
shooting his shot. That's the thing. He's conflicted because he knows that Mike is in love with L, but he still has feelings for Mike. He's not shooting his shot. He's just kind of living literally vicariously through L.
I don't mean to laugh. Okay.
What? Okay. What's funny?
Nothing.
What's funny? That's what's going on.
Okay. I said okay 5 times. I said move along.
Okay. So yes. I don't know. I just want happiness and peace for Will, but it's not going to happen for him in season 5 either. So.
I don't want him to stop crying. I just know this year, when I tell you, then when the Emmys hit, I guarantee you the most crying award gonna go to either that nigga or Rue's sister and motherfucking, what's the damn show called?
Euphoria.
Thank you. Because them the cryingest motherfuckers I've ever seen on national television.
Yeah, they didn't give Will.
The Kleenex Award. Matter of fact, the trophy gonna be a box of Kleenex. Gold Kleenex. It's gonna be spray painted. You're gonna cry in a car. You're gonna cry in a car award. That's what we're gonna call it.
Okay, what do we feel about Jonathan and Nancy?
Who? I don't know nothing.
Brittany
don't eat. If it ain't 11, I don't know who the fuck it is. I know L, I know Mike, I know Will, I know Lucas. I know Max. I know Hopper. That's it. I know everybody else. I know the parents. That's their parents. That's Mike mama. That's such and such mama. That's such and such. I don't know nobody else.
Okay. Jonathan is Will's brother.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And he's dating Nancy, who is Mike's sister.
Yes.
They are in a relationship.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Yes. I'm not here for them. I'm here for the other boy.
Nancy and Steve.
Yes.
Okay.
What?
I mean, I don't know. I don't have a dog in this fight. I could care less, honestly. I mean,
yeah, I don't care neither.
Steve has really redeemed himself. I really love Steve.
But he's an asshole.
Yes, he was an asshole. So he's
who was he an asshole to originally?
The kids, I think. Okay. Or yeah. To everybody, he was like a jock.
Yeah.
So he has really redeemed himself. He's had a lot of character development. So shout out to Steve. I need you. I'm gonna make a complaint. I'm gonna make a statement. This is a statement to the fans, to the fandom.
Fan, okay.
To the fandom, I understand that this show. This is for the adult fandom in particular.
Okay.
I don't know what the kids are doing. I don't know what anybody under 18 is doing in this fandom. I know that we love to ship, and I know that we need to have people to stand. Steve is not fine, and I need y'all to know.
Steve,
who we was just talking
about.
Nobody on this show, and this is no shade at all. No shade at all. Because everybody is doing a phenomenal job. As far as the actors are concerned, nobody on this show is just attractive and anything to just fall over there and just make fan cams. Like, y'all, what are we doing? But I understand the need. I understand the need. In
fans. Ow, fuck!
Ooh, wee. He just hit his foot on the chair. That sucks so bad. You okay?
You sitting so damn close.
Well, we both got one mic. We gotta do what we can do.
No, I'm just talking.
But yes, the people, I've seen a lot of Hopper, and this is like no shade to Hopper, but I've seen
Hopper.
This.
Come on now, I've fam. Just seen come a on, lot. Y'all. Come on, y'all.
What?
Come on now.
I've just seen a lot of thirst for Hopper.
Ain't no. What is it? Ain't no way. Ain't no way, bro.
You would think I'm gonna show you some of this shit. Like, I'm gonna show you some.
Bro, ain't no way, bro.
They are thirsting over Hopper.
Now, the out can see they thirsting is like his weight loss. He definitely lost a lot of weight from last season to this season. So, yeah, thirst that. Because
honestly, I didn't even notice the weight
loss. Oh, I definitely noticed. That nigga used to be chunky versus, like, when we first saw Hopper, he had kind of like a gut. Now, this nigga is like. He could be like a linebacker possibly. Now he ain't swole, but he like, you know, he kind of lost the tummy. He ain't got a tummy. You can have a stomach, but a tummy, when you got a tummy, that's different.
Right. Let me see if
Find a I'm sure they got thirsty,
a thirsty Hopper.
Nah, I was gonna say, I'm sure they got like a side by side, like a then and now of him from the show. I'm sure they do.
No, I did see one and he was big, but like,
yeah, the kid, the.
Like, why are we doing this?
They're forcing it.
And they're forcing it because it's not. The material in the show is not there. So I see that y'all gotta reach for things.
Because you can't. Because.
It's yeah, mostly kids.
Yeah, you can't talk about the kids. yeah. Just let it be. Just let it go. I mean, y'all, like this is like...
Everything don't have to be thirsty. We don't have to be thirsty about everything.
But keep it a buck, like...
But then again, everybody is attracted to something, but...
It's almost like... It's damn near like, from our view, now everybody else in the town or whatever, they don't see what we see in Hawkins. In Hawkins, they don't see what we see, so everything else to them is like some normal town shit. To us, damn near, from the viewer perspective of us watching what the kids going through, it's borderline apocalyptic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, in an apocalypse world, when shit is turning to shit, what do you think about fucking? What do you think about nobody attractiveness? Nigga, we look like shit. Like, everybody over there look like shit. Like, the mom, fuck, who mama is who going to trying to find Hopper? Who mama is that? Mike mom? Will yeah. mom? Will, Mike
Will
mom?
And Jonathan's mom.
Horrible. Like, she would look horrible over there trying to find him. The fucking other nigga who was traveling with her, horrible. The Hopper, horrible. The kids look like shit. Like, they all, like, traveling and shit. Like, they look musky and, like, they look all look stank. And, like, nah, bro. Like, that ain't it. So, and even, like, with keeping the same shit, I think the only, I was about to say, Stranger Things. Not Stranger Things. Walking Dead. Because I would say it's zombie. I think the only person people was attracted to maybe was Shane.
Rick,
when Rick got a beard, early Rick, people don't know what attracted to. First season, first maybe two seasons. No, he got a beard in second or third season.
I don't know.
But I can't remember. When he got the beard, that's when he became attractive to everybody. But with pre-beard, nah. And that was the first season. That's when he was all at Georgia State and shit on the horse. Nah. Yeah. But I know Shane. But other than that, like...
And Glenn. I mean... I see the girls go up for Steven Yeun nowadays. Maybe not so much in the time. But was fandom the way that it was, that it is now back then? I don't know.
Yeah, nah. I remember people liking him as a character. So when he died in this shit... Right. Everybody was like, oh my God. Like, he was like the, almost like the sweet, innocent kid, almost. Like, he was like the outside of, what's Carla? What's his name? Outside Carl. Of Carl. He Carl. Was, yeah, outside of Carl, he was like probably the youngest. And then we were like the first person that ran into Rick in the first season.
Yeah. It's funny because I was listening to a podcast about the last episode, about episode 8 of Stranger Things, and they were like, I like how the show still focuses on relationships and who's sleeping with who, even though we're in the middle of a life-ending event. And I mean, they do. It's there, but it's not a total... The only one who I feel like kind of was over beating us over the head, and like, this is, again, no shade. I just do not give a fuck about Robin. I do not give a fuck about Robin.
Who is that?
The girl, Steve's bestie. And her and this other girl that she in band with, like, that whole thing, could care less.
I don't know who the hell you talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. Exactly my
Robin. Mind. Who the fuck is Robin?
The tall, skinny white girl. With Nancy and Steve.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Where she came from?
Season 3.
Oh, yeah, she was the one who was working at... Okay, yeah, yeah. I like the last season, that season.
Yes.
But yeah, this season...
Season 3 is the best...
It is, hands down.
It's the best season of the show.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Hands down, period.
Yeah.
But yeah, damn. I don't know. Yeah, she's not needed. She's not needed.
Unnecessary.
So
you said you for Nancy and Steve. I'm really not sure. Like I said, I don't have two dogs in this fight. I mean,
period, regardless of the fact, all three of them should be dead. They was up on them motherfucking tentacles on that wall, hung up by the neck for a long time. A strong 20 minutes, at least, if not longer.
Yeah,
they should have been blue. They weren't even blue purple in the face. They were just...
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Like, nah, y'all should have been dead. But, again, I know it's just a show.
Right. Sometimes we got to suspend that disbelief a lot of the times.
Yeah.
With how slow they was moving with Vector. I mean, they burned Vector. Did you really think he was just going to die that easily?
I did. I ain't gonna lie to you. I thought once they threw one of them at him, I'm like, all right, cool. He going to burn it down with the shit. That nigga kept coming. I said, well, shit.
Nancy, what you doing with this gun, baby?
Yeah.
You sawed off the shotgun.
You done sawed the shotgun off. You done purchased the shit, all that. Y'all done went to the whole fucking...
Oh, and how they got all that money to buy it?
Right. Weapons and all that shit.
Anyways, I guess it was the satanic panic going on, so everybody was tearing up. So I guess they were selling to anybody, which I mean, is true to this day.
To this day.
But as they say on our other podcast, it's not a political podcast. it is. And then Joyce and Hopper. I do like Joyce and Hopper, though.
Not
I do.
Hopper.
That's what I call. I don't know if that's their ship name. I put a question mark next to it, but I do.
Sounds better than Hoist.
Yes, it does. So corny, oh my God!
What? That's the only other difference. That's the opposite. What's the opposite of Jopper? Hoist. That sounds worse.
Yeah, so, no, I do like them. They're super cute. Their reunion at the end of 7 was super sweet. Just like, oh, I thought you were dead. Da, da, da. Oh, that was so sweet.
Oh, yeah.
So, shout out to them.
Nigga.
What?
When they went back into the prison and them fucking Demogorgons wasn't in their fucking glass cases no more. Yeah. I said, oh shit, nah.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, another cool moment when Hopper sliced that motherfucker's head off.
Oh yeah, that was fire. That was
super dope.
That whole scene was fire. I feel like a lot of shit was going on simultaneously and like everybody's different.
Yeah.
Where everybody was happening or whatever. I think that was like the same time that they were throwing the shit at Vecna too. Mm-hmm. There was like a lot of shit going on in that scene.
Yeah.
That was really dope.
All right, so we're going to conclude. I think we did really good on this podcast, timing-wise.
Yeah, we did.
We're going to conclude with our season 5 wishes. Okay, so I saw something on Twitter today that I didn't think about. And they were talking about how basically Will and Eleven, their dynamic, and how the show should focus more on it. Because the show basically started with them. Like, once Will disappeared, they found Eleven. Mm-hmm. And then they both, you know, have this connection to Vecna now, and now they're siblings. So, less
siblings.
Yeah, because Elle was living with them in California.
Oh.
I mean, and now their parents is dating. So. Let's get into the Will and Elle of it all. Like, I'm super excited to see that. I'm glad that the show knows when to stop. I'm going to miss it, but it's going to be on Netflix, so we can always go back and watch it.
And the kids growing up, man. They damn near adults at this point. I know they want to branch off and do different things at this point in their life. They don't want to be, you know, typecast or stuck on these same... The
only
one I say booked... Well, no. Lucas had to do cowboy shit. I was going to say
Caleb has been booked, but Millie,
yeah.
Whew.
Yeah. Godzilla. Whew. King Kong versus Godzilla. Shit.
Enola Holmes.
Yeah.
Makeup.
I didn't see that.
She got her own. What's the skin?
Makeup. Oh, that was a show called Makeup.
No, it's her own skincare line.
I didn't see that show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to Millie.
Yeah, shout out to Millie.
Jinx, you owe me a soda. It's season 5. What you want for season 5? It's going to be an epic fucking conclusion. The shit's going to upside down is now in Hawkins, so. I'm just like, you know what? I'm not going to say it. It's giving MCU when it's like, damn, this catastrophic shit is going on in this small town and nobody else gives a fuck. Like, what is going on?
It's like, and nobody else know. Right. Only
Hawkins.
Because, because.
And the scientists.
What I'm saying, like, only 11 of them know what's actually going on. Everybody else think it's just some...
An earthquake.
It's an earthquake. Yeah. So they don't really know what's really going on. They ain't seen the Demogorgons. They ain't seen the real shit. Once they see them shit, they're going to be like, oh, that's something different. So I do want them to see that shit. I want them to see... I want the people to actually see now what's really the fuck going
More
on.
More for Erica. I agree. More for Erica, for sure. She wasn't used as much as she could have been used. I mean, when she was on screen, dynamic, awesome, amazing.
They definitely gave her things. They let her shine when she was on screen.
But it just wasn't
enough. It wasn't enough. Yeah, no. What I don't want, I don't want 11 to die. I feel like they're going to try to do that. Because it's going to be the end. And you know what I'm saying? I don't want it to be the final battle and some shit and she get hurt or whatever and she die. I don't want 11 to die.
That's a good wish.
But, you know, because they'll always do that at the end.
Like
they'll
sacrifice.
Yeah.
She'll sacrifice herself.
Because even though I ain't finished.
What?
I know what's going to happen to Harry.
Who?
Harry.
Potter? I mean, you want me to tell you what happened?
If you want to.
I mean, does he die? Yeah, he died, but he's back alive.
My mom told me he died. This is when she was watching the show. This is when they came out. When I wasn't watching it. And she was like, oh, he died. I was like.
I mean, it's a very Jon Snow death. Whereas he dies. But the reason why he has to die is because, so basically the whole thing of what you learn when you get later into the movies where you're kind of at is Voldemort, quick Harry Potter segment, Voldemort, split his soul up into 7 pieces, and when he went to kill Harry's parents or kill Harry, he accidentally put part of his soul into Harry. So that's why they have like the Scarby burning, and that was like their whole connection.
Gotcha.
And so in order for Harry to defeat Voldemort, he had to die. Of course, he was revived. So, I mean, they could do that. I mean, you actually kind of see that often when they killed Jon Snow and he
brought him back to life. Yeah. But who would be the person to bring her back, though?
Will.
I would like to see it. yeah, that would be interesting.
What else?
I don't know, man. I want Lucas to get redeem himself. I don't know. I want him to take some boxing class or some shit, or karate or some shit. I don't know. He got his ass whooped.
He did. I didn't think it was gonna be that bad. They did not show that in the trailer. We saw him hit that one lick and we thought he was in the paint. Then he got his ass whooped.
Like, drugged. No, literally. So I need him to get off the basketball team. Well, hell, probably ain't no team no more. Shit.
Take some fighting lessons.
Yeah. Teach a man how to squabble. But yeah, who else? I'm trying to see. Maxine.
Maybe it'll be a wedding between Joyce and Hopper. That'd be cute.
Yeah. I want Maxine to be good. If she is blind, I don't know. I hope that ties in with something. I hope maybe Vecna may have gave her a power or something. Like, mm-hmm. maybe that of, because it, you know, it was stopped during the middle or something like that. Maybe it could, you know, she could have gotten some of his powers or something like that, or you know, I don't know, something along that line. But I don't. I would rather her not be blind. But if she is, that would still be cool regardless. Mm-hmm. Is Dustin? What's wrong with Dustin's leg?
I mean, he got injured. He fell when he jumped back through the upside down.
Oh, yeah. Because he took the mat from away. So, yeah, he'll be fine. That's just a little bruise. Yeah, I guess that's it. That's really about all, I guess. I don't really have much for nothing else. Okay. You want to talk about the guard? Who was the guard again?
The guard.
The Russian guard. When the guy from, you said Game of Thrones?
Jack and Hagar?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not good at recall, so.
Yeah.
I mean, he was cool in the show.
Yeah. He was straight in the show. So, yeah. Well, yeah, y'all, that's about it. That's all we got this time around, so, you know. In the meantime, between time, I'm back on my Thug Thizzle when it comes to these sneaker shows. I got one tomorrow that I forgot to post about today, but, you know, I'm going to do it tomorrow morning. So, I'm back in the fair. I got some people lined up. I'm excited. And, yeah, it's going to be a good time. So, if you or anybody else you know collect sneakers or into sneakers, buy sneakers, or just like looking at them or whatever, even if you don't, if you want to just talk about sneakers, hit me up. We can always chat about it. I have an IGTV show called Sneak Geeks. Mm-hmm. So, hit me up. My Instagram is Brenton Tarantino. Or you can hit me up on my Twitter at Silk Smooth. That's it.
Nice. So we'll be back probably to talk about Thor 4, y'all. Please. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know how I feel about this movie. I don't have no expectations. I just want to see Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson. So that's all they got for me.
Yeah. But that's all I got.
I mean, we're watching shit, but.
Yeah, I'm still P-Valley. I'm sorry, well, now I'm just naming what I'm watching. P-Valley.
Miss Marvel.
Yeah, Miss Marvel.
I'm watching The Boys. I'm trying to watch The Boys, y'all. But I'm trying to watch a lot of things, which is annoying. But I think I'm going to stick with The Boys. It's just everybody talks about it, and it's like, is it good? I can't tell. Based on the discourse, I can't tell if it's good or not, or if it's just so fucking crazy that everybody's talking about it. Mm-hmm. Which I think is the latter. Because it's some crazy shit. Like, you want me to tell you something that happened?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something that happened today. I mean, there's two things. There's two wild moments. And I'm only on season one. And I heard it just gets even more ridiculous. But, like, basically, season one, this character, this Supes, they call him Supes, superheroes. This superhero girl, she was like, I think, was she on a drug? I don't know. She could have been on a drug or whatever. But she was having sex with this guy. And she literally, like, he was eating her ass, and her superpower was this, like, claws pop out of her. And, like, when she came, a claw popped out.
No, ma'am.
And pierced his head.
No, ma'am.
Exploded his head. Like, that's the type of crazy shit that we have in the show. That was the first thing that I was like, what the fuck? And then today I was watching, and so one of the characters, which I think we saw in the episodes that we watch, the Aquaman equivalent, you know, he sexually assaulted the Starlight or whatever when she first got there. And so they sent him off basically because she kind of came forward about it. And so the company sent him off, and this girl, he was hooking up with this girl, and this girl was like, oh, you know, take the suit off. And he was like, I'm different. And she was like, yeah, I want to see it. So basically this nigga has gills like in his sides, and she like fingered his, she basically assaulted him by like fingering his gills.
Yeah, no, I'm good on that. Y'all can,
you can say that. That's too. So strange. Strange.
Yeah, nah. I'm good.
It's not funny, but it's like, what the fuck? Like,
I'm good. I'm all the way good. I'm good.
Because he was like, oh, don't touch me. Like, it hurts. Don't touch me. And she was just like, nope, you gonna take this shit. Because I'm assuming she was getting revenge on him for what he had done. But, yeah. Anyway.
Nope. I'm gonna leave that show to the girls.
It's not, called The Boys.
I'm gonna leave it for the girls. Cause
it's
that ain't like, for me.
It's from the same creator as Invincible. So it's like the same, like, if superheroes are bad type of concept, essentially. It's not terrible. It's not a terrible show. I'm just trying to see what's tea.
Yeah. I'm good on that one. It was something else I wanted to watch, but I don't know. I can't think of it right now at the moment. I do want to see Jackass. We got to find it somewhere. Hell.
Yeah. I want to see Top Gun Maverick. Everybody's talking about, oh, it's the best movie in the world.
Literally best movie of the year.
But I wasn't paying for it to see it by myself, so.
Best movie of the year. Especially for people who've watched the original. Like, you've watched the
original. I watched the original.
I know. I didn't say you didn't. See, look at you.
I'm just telling you I did.
I know. We talked about it.
Okay.
Even if you didn't like the original movie, like if you saw the original movie, you will still like this movie a lot. It's like a lot of good action in it, a lot of good like, you know, jet maneuvering. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's they flying.
Yeah, so when is that coming out? When are we getting that? I don't know. But I wanna go pay for it. Shout out to them though. Shout out to Jay Ellis. Mm-hmm. All right, is that it?
Yeah, make sure y'all follow us on our social media platforms. Our Instagram and our Twitter is both InFandelityPod. So make sure y'all go, give us a follow. You know what I'm saying? Converse with us. We definitely always on Twitter. We ain't that much on Instagram. Sometimes when we go to a movie theater, we'll post something here and there. If we see something on the story, I'll share something here and there, movie related. But typically, you'll find both of us definitely see on our Twitter. Uh-huh. So,
I try to keep it updated. I don't react as much to like the random shit I be watching, but I have been reacting to the things that at least both of us watch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, yeah, y'all. In the meantime, between time, we'll see y'all next time. Y'all hold it down.